627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com, a full-service lumber yard. All you builders, remodelers, and handymen, if you want someone on your side, if you want someone who's been doing this now for 100 years, since 1917, where the Harbin brothers founded this company, if you want someone that really teams with you, makes your job so much easier, go with the Full Service Lumber Yard, where you get every single interior product, every single exterior product, everything you need, every delivery on time every single time. And that way you can worry about the rest of your business and not worry about your materials. Harbin Lumber, give them a shot at a small job. They're going to earn the rest. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. We go to our guest lines, and a longtime friend of mine who is now one of the fast-rising athletic directors in the country, and the guy's doing a great job down in the PD area, in the coast area, is Matt Hogue from Coastal Carolina, athletic director. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for joining us, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mickey. It's been a long time. Glad we could catch up.
It's been too long. I have been an admirer for years, and obviously national championships in baseball, some great NCAA basketball success, and now Division I football. I got to imagine things you could be more excited about Coastal Carolina athletics and where the Chanticleers are heading under your leadership. As the AD, man, I imagine you're one of these guys. I know you well enough. You're about to bust the hinges off the door to get to work every morning.
Yeah, there's always a lot to do. As most of my colleagues can probably attest, every day has a different adventure. You just try to keep the engine rolling forward, and we've been fortunate to be at an institution that has definitely seen the value of athletics and what it can do to help not only grow an institution but have an impact on our community and our market at large. And it's really been a great combination of those things over probably the last decade or so or more, but certainly in the last 5 years. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a crazy ride, but we're hoping to do more things.
I don't know if you could put a dollar figure on it, a branding motto on it, but really a national championship in baseball, like I said, some success in basketball in Cliff Ellis, and now the move to Division I. What does that mean to the university? I mean, when you meet with the board, you meet with the president and all the deans and provosts and all, I mean, you've got to feel pretty proud of what really you guys are bringing to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, we're incredibly proud, Mickey, and you're right. The value, both tangibly and intangibly, is significant. I think that's one of the big hallmarks of what an athletics program, you know, at the highest level of competition can do for an institution. And a lot of times it is the intangibles. You know, it's just kind of having that uptick in pride among alumni and other stakeholders and what it means to them. You know, I've always said a lot of times you hear the front porch comment about athletics, and that's certainly true. But, you know, for me, it's always been a little bit deeper than that. It's really the portal that gets people initiated with all of the other things that are happening at your institution that are great, the great research projects of your faculty, the majors you offer, the doctoral programs, all the things that are going on that round out the, you know, what we love about our institutions. Athletics is a way to get people engaged with all those other things. And that's something I think has definitely happened here. And, you know, we've grown to a university of 11,000 students now. The economic impact on our area annually is close to $700 million a year. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, an appendage of what's happened on the athletic side for us. The projects that we've built, bringing jobs and a lot of impact to the area. And certainly when you have a national championship, the national branding that brings, it changes the game. You know, it changes the game in terms of how people view you, your perceptions. You know, sometimes maybe you get ranked in the top 25 when maybe you don't have your best team. You know, those things happen. It's a part of the formula and certainly something I think we've been able to benefit from.
You have a great job. I'm not sure it was a great job a year ago. You go through really one of the toughest decisions you're ever going to have to make, I think, very early in your tenure there at Coastal Carolina. Walk us through the illness, the selection, the prognosis. You know, you're worried about health of your head coach, and then you got to select an interim coach through this process. I imagine there's some sleepless nights, Eric. Walk us through that process and really how you came to make it on the other side of that and really emerge from a really harsh time of years or harsh decisions as an AD.
Yeah, certainly. You know, those are ones that try you. I think that this, when you're in this type of job, those are really the kind of situations that you try to prepare yourself for. And quite frankly, Mickey, those are the ones that I think the job really is for, is being able to deal with situations that are unexpected and when they, you know, different things come your way like that aren't necessarily easy to sort out. But, you know, Coach Mobley had a situation that he felt he needed to address. He's very analytical with how he looks at things. Obviously, I think a lot of people now know his backstory, the mega success he had in the financial world. Was a very successful football coach before that, which is part of the story that sometimes is forgotten in business. And, you know, he felt like, yeah, maybe I can work through part of the season, but I need to address this now. And, you know, fortunately, we had already kind of set the stage with Jamie coming in to be the offensive coordinator last year. So that part of it was not as difficult because we knew Jamie was a rising star in terms of the coaching profession, and he had been with us for about 6 or 7 months. I think the difficult part at that point was, in a span of a short period of time, him having to go from formulating an offense and being laser focused on that part to then having to turn around and run the whole show, you know, in an interim capacity. So, It's a tough situation, but I think we were all focused on let's get this to a finish line that's going to be productive and, number one, good for everyone's personal well-being and health, and then we'll reevaluate. And, you know, Joe got the type of treatment he needed. He sought out, you know, several doctors and was able to rectify his situation and manage it. So, you know, fortunately, we're back to where we were, and he's been locked in and ready to go.
We've known Jamie here for years in the upstate, the great job he did here and all over the state. And then you talk about all the things that he was thrown to. On top of that, you throw Division I football and the Sun Belt and App State and Troy and some Georgia Southern, some really, really good programs out there too. The year two, is it? I mean, I know it's a big transition for you. Year two, and you ended the season great with a couple of great wins in there. Is there an advantage to knowing going on the road and playing this difficult conference, or is it still, man, you know, these big names up there, is still a difficult task for you?
I think we've got a pretty good feel for things now. You know, the other part that, you know, you don't really hear as much about is kind of the behind the scenes of getting that transition completed. You go through a pretty rigorous 2-year examination from the NCAA. To make that FBS reclassification, you know, that's a lot of work by our administrators. It's almost similar to a school that goes through, say, you know, an academic accreditation or something along those lines. Maybe not on the same level, but you're going through a lot of the same processes. So that's the first thing you have to do, is make sure you've completed that process. For us, you know, really here in just the last month, that was checked off by the NCAA. So we're now full-fledged FBS. That means full bowl eligibility this year, this season, and everything that comes with it. But I think from the competitive side, you know, going through the league last year and getting a feel for, you know, where you need to upgrade, you know, where the talent kind of is the real tangible difference in making that scholarship jump. And, you know, it does take some time to actually get to the 85. You know, we're not quite there yet. The way everything kind of works, you know this as well as anyone with your recruiting coverage background, where, you know, what you can count in one class versus another class in terms of signees and that sort of thing, and how attrition can impact that. So, you know, it does take a little time to get to that number. And those are some of the nuances we're trying to figure out. But I think everybody's abundantly aware of you know, what the league is, the complexity of it, who's good, who's rising, and you know, what you have to do to be able to compete with those teams. Because, you know, the Sun Belt the last couple of years has made a tremendous amount of strides. I think over the last 2 years, you know, 10-3 in bowl games, has had some signature wins, Troy over LSU among those last year. So it is a rigorous conference week in and week out. And in some ways, I think our schedule this year may have even toughened up, simply because of where we've got to go play on the road and that sort of thing. So, but we're ready for it. You know, we've made the investment. The university is certainly behind it, and we hope to see improvement this year.
I want to ask you about this Saturday. You talk about tough schedules, but you guys obviously had a chance to do it at Arkansas last year, and boy, you had a bunch of people here in the state pulling for you there. I'll ask you about this Saturday coming up, but a little bit, I love how these, we talk about coaches changing now and about how Nick Saban, a good friend of mine who's a coach for Nick Saban for years at Alabama, said he could be the CEO of a company. We talk about all the time that, well, you know, Dabo Swinney could be a CEO of a company. You know, Joe Mowgli, that has happened for him. He's actually been a CEO. Do you learn stuff from him in your managerial skills, your leadership skills? This is a guy who's led a major corporation out there, a Fortune 500 company. Now, do you learn from him not only football but leadership wise?
Every day, you know, it's an incredible opportunity in my role to work alongside someone and really collaborate in a lot of ways. You know, we've got a veteran staff, Mickey, and yeah, that's not something maybe you find at every school. You know, certainly we have some coaches that are on the younger scale that, you know, have broken into the business and they're working their way up. But when you start looking at, you know, quote unquote, those three major sports at who leads those programs, you know, the collective experience and the collective years of success maybe is not bettered by anyone in America when you really start to boil it down. So you have to take an approach of, yes, you know, you're managing it, but you also have to collaborate with these individuals because they have a lot that they can impart to you. And Joe is certainly in that category. You know, when you take TD Ameritrade to billions of dollars of shareholder return during a downturn in the financial, you know, issues back in the late part of the first decade of the century, then, you know, you're going to learn something from that. You know, I think everyone's aware that he does some things very differently in terms of how he approaches maybe some of the conventions of college football. You know, he spends 30 minutes every week with the Life After Football segment where they literally give away practice time to talk about some sort of issue that is happening within our society so that our players are getting that type of enrichment. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can tell you I can probably fill up a couple of books full of things that you do learn from him, and I have learned from him. And, you know, that's something that a lot of folks don't have an opportunity to do. So it's always a positive, and I think it helps us move things forward the way we want.
You talk about young coaches. We knew Jimmy Chadwell here from North Greenville, and obviously the great job he did down at Charleston Southern. Obviously, Clemson fans are very familiar, and Burns High School fans are very familiar with Willie Korn. Give us an idea of, you know, as an athletic director, you're identifying young coaches and future roles for young coaches. Your impressions of two really, really impressive guys in Korn and Coach Chadwell.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jamie's one of those guys that just has that it factor. You know, he really has a feel for, you know, the flow of a game. He has a feel for how to call a game offensively. He's got an offense that when it's clicking, you know, it can really give defenses trouble. And, you know, we saw that last year in a few of our games. I think Arkansas, you brought that game up. That was a very good example. You know, I think our offensive scheme was executed well that day and gave them a lot of trouble. Really a game we probably should have won. You know, it wasn't one of those that, you know, you just kind of had a chance that came out of nowhere. I mean, we were up by 14 in the fourth quarter. So, you know, it's one of those things where I think he's just bred to be a really high level college football coach. And yeah, we're fortunate to have him and we've got to be able to keep him. You know, and Willie now moving into the coaching world, working with Jamie, understands how his offense works. And it was important when Jamie came as the offensive coordinator, you know, that I know Coach Mowgli really was focused on this too, was to have, you know, someone with Jamie that kind of understood how his, you know, his scheme worked and that sort of thing. So you could teach it to the players and you had some continuity there in terms of his offense. But, you know, for my role, and I think a lot of my colleagues feel the same way, you've got to entrust your coaches when they start reaching down and hiring assistants. Certainly there's going to be conversations. You're always going to be monitoring what happens. But you've got to trust them to be able to hire the individuals they feel like fit with their system and can help their program. And we do want to give them a lot of latitude to do that. You may intervene a little more with the coaches in their first year as a head coach, or there's, you know, some other circumstances like that where they're just getting started out. But I think, again, with some of the veteran coaches we have, you know, there's a lot of credibility when they say, hey, this is someone that we feel like can help our staff.
Matt Hogue joins us, AD, down at Coastal Carolina. As far as Saturday is concerned, a lot of Gamecock fans are listening. Tell us a little bit about your club style-wise, scheme-wise, maybe a player or two. I know you got an electric wide receiver there. Give us an idea of maybe what the Gamecock fans will see from the Shining Clears on Saturday.
Sure, yeah, Malcolm Williams is the one that you mentioned, wide receiver, had a big year last year. He's been on some All-Sun Belt list to start the year out of Louisiana, actually out of the Shreveport area. Had a couple of big-time games last year. That Arkansas game was one of them. Came to us after a transfer, and, he's somebody we're definitely counting on. The quarterback situation, I think, for us is a little more stable than it was, the last couple of years. We really went through a rash of injuries, and those plans didn't quite develop the way that the coaches had expected. But Kilton Anderson, is probably our likely starter. I know they're still going through some paces, but he's a guy that has played quite a bit. He actually was at Fresno State a few years ago and eventually transferred to us after a stop at junior college. So, yeah, he's got some experience. He's been around, FBS football for a while. I think we've upgraded probably in every area. In some of those areas, you're talking about some younger players that will be playing. But I think based on the fact that we're now recruiting to that FBS standard, as you know, that is a difference in some cases. And I think we've been able to build some depth and bring in some really talented players. Now, obviously, as you know, getting young people ready for a game one situation in an environment like Williams-Brice is a totally different situation and experience. But I think as the season goes along, there are a lot of new faces and a lot of young guys, particularly the defense. We've got a new defensive coordinator, Marvin Sanders, who was at North Carolina a few years ago. He spent some time at Southern Cal, played at Nebraska on some great teams. So, had a lot of confidence in him in terms of what he's going to instill in the defense. So, it's going to be a week-to-week growing process. But, you're always going to compete and win, Mickey, anywhere you play. And I think that's definitely the hallmark with anything we do.
Well, with what Coach Gilmore's done in baseball, with Coach Ellis taking it to a couple of NCAA tournaments in basketball, and obviously what Division I now in football and Coach Moga doing that thing – the only request I have for you, Matt, is come up here and see us in Clemson, man. Let's get some Shining Clears and Tigers in those three major sports more often, and let's have you guys up here more often.
Absolutely, we're always talking, and those guys certainly have been great. We've had a good series in baseball last year, had a couple of great games, and try to play whenever we can, and definitely need to get up and see you too. It's been too long since I've seen your face. I bet you still look like you're probably 21 or 22, though, right?
Maybe three or four now. I've aged a little bit. Maybe three or four. We'll see there. Hey, man, congratulations on great success. We've been following you. I need to have you on. Let's talk before basketball season and about Coach Ellis' squad there, and obviously before baseball season, and talk about Coach Gilmore, maybe another national championship down that way soon.
Absolutely. Definitely love to do it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your time this morning, Matt.
All right, Mickey. Take care.
That's your good friend, Matt Hogue, athletic director, longtime friend. Zach Gorman, Store 24, back in 1993, Matt Hogue is hosting the Sports Talk radio show in Lexington. I was on his show weekly for about three or four years there, and now he's an AD at Coastal. I'm just telling you, man, it's not too late in my career.
Back in 93, huh?
Yeah. It's not too late in my career. 30 years from now, I could be an AD somewhere.
When in 93?
Like fall of 93.
Okay.
What?
I was about 6-7 months old.
Hey, Ralph Patterson, former host of a show here, is the AD at Newberry. I could be an AD
one day.
You're
going places.
I am. I'm just getting off a little slower start than those guys.
Sure, sure.
I'll tell you that. I have some great news for you. The folks at Engineered Sleep have a huge Labor Day sale, and they're not waiting to Labor Day. They're doing this now. College football is back. It's time to celebrate. They're having their Labor Day mattress sale. It starts today. It goes through Monday. Find time between football to get great sleep. They've got these great deals going on for you now. Sleep like no mattress you've ever had before. Check them out at 627 Congaree Road over in Greenville. A huge savings. And not only that, but get this, Mr. Orr24. Engineered Sleep is giving away 5 mystery gift cards that will be added to the final dollar amount on your purchase for the first 5 customers each day of this Labor Day sale. It starts today. The first 5 customers that buy today, you get a mystery gift card. Tomorrow, Saturday, and they're closed on Sunday, but Monday. So also, you get 2 free pillows. You've already got one. Now you just need one more pillow and a mattress over there. And free delivery. This is awesome. Check them out on Instagram. Check out their website, engineersleep.com, or go by 627 Congaree Road over in Greenville and get be one of the first five to buy each day and get this mystery gift card, and it's going to take your bottom line, take it off your bottom line. I love this idea. I love my mattresses. Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. More on your turn after this.
September 1st marks not only the end of the wait for Clemson Tiger football, but also an unprecedented 200th episode of the Tiger Pregame Show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich. Game day starts with a Tiger Pregame Show exclusively on 105.5 The Roar. And we're ready to celebrate 200 fantastic shows with Scott Reimer. The 2018 season kicks off September 1st at 6 a.m. Your Clemson Tigers and the Priority One Security Tiger Pregame Show. Brought to you by Granger Nissan. Only on the flagship station for Clemson football. 105.5 The Roar.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Like a vision, she dances. Carolina Flooring Specialists. S at the end.com. Remember that. Carolina Flooring Specialists.com. Get in touch with them. They're going to give you an awesome looking garage floor that's a solid base epoxy. that's slip resistant, that's stain resistant, that you're going to absolutely love. It's going to look great. It's going to feel great. Slip resistant, stain resistant. You're going to love it. I love mine. I have family coming in town this weekend. We open up our garage. It's like, I kind of show it off. You see my garage floor, Mr. Or 24?
Yeah, great looking garage floor.
It is good looking.
Needs a tiger paw in there, though. I know. You know?
Might add one.
Maybe like a script Clemson in there. I don't know, something like that.
A very good friend of mine, the week after the Texas A&M game, not a script Carolina, no. A very good friend of mine, the week after the Texas A&M game, becomes another very satisfied customer. Looking forward to it. Call him today. Our good friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158. 864-404-8158. I have two bones to pick with you.
What's that?
Number one.
What's number one?
You come over here and you throw my phone, my wallet, my keys, my iPad, and my magazine, and my notes. You throw them on the floor.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't do that.
Okay. You swear you didn't do it?
Yeah.
You swear on Kristen's future baby's eyes you didn't do it?
Can you prove it?
No, I'm asking you. The cover-up is worse than the action. Remember that.
I may have seen a guy come in there and do it.
You've seen yourself do it.
Possibly. Okay. You're getting a little too comfortable over
the
there.
The second part of it, you tell me during one of these breaks that you're so glad for summer to be over.
I hate summer.
And then you break this thing on to me. You're saying that winter is better than summer.
Summer is a distant fourth in terms of best seasons.
Oh, no. Summer's so much better than winter.
It's a distant fourth. It's summer. Not even particularly close.
I say that to say this.
Fall's the best, right? We can agree on that.
A friend of mine at lunch yesterday, fall and spring are the best. Summer's better than winter. A friend of mine yesterday made up a really good point. High school football attendance is down across the country in some places, in the South especially. Used to be, you'd see thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Now you're seeing it drop off a little bit. I think you're going to see it at some college games across the South as well. And the guy made a good point yesterday. It's so stinking hot.
I'm not interested in that. I'm like, I sit in my AC at home.
Yeah, I look at this thing and thinking that I told you spring football makes more sense than fall football, and it's so stinking hot at some of these places. I don't blame you for sitting at home. I don't want you to sit at home. I want you to get out and participate. Don't be a spectator. Be a participant. Get out and get involved in it, loving it. But if you're elderly, if you're sick, if you got young kids, you know, this time next year, I'm going to have a little seven-month-old, man. I'm taking him to the games, but we got to be careful.
Man, your life's about to change.
For the better.
Yeah, oh, for the better, but
yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be going to as many football games as you want to.
Everyone. Nah, maybe not road games.
I don't think about them road games.
We'll see, man.
I don't know about that.
We'll see. Mitchell Construction says, give me winter all the time. Agree with Zach. No.
Oh, summer's, it's wonderful for the beach and the lake, and 4th of July is always a great time. Memorial Day, start of summer, but It's just too hot. It's just too much. You know? It's just too much.
You're soft serve when it comes to weather.
You got winter there, and you got Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. Everybody hates Christmas, right? Now, people love Christmas. It's the best time of the year. New Year's, it's fantastic. You're playing for national championships in the winter. Unbelievable time of the year.
So weather on Saturday at Clemson, 87. 50% chance of some scattered thunderstorms.
Oh, boy.
I don't want any. I don't want any hurricane delays this year by taking Saturdays off and have to play two games in December. I don't want any of that, and I don't want any lightning delays. Just give me just some, you know, sprinkle if you want, cool it down if you want. I don't mind a little rain.
But are you gonna bring your Gore-Tex to the stadium this weekend?
Nah, because it's gonna be so hot that a little rain wouldn't feel bad. You know, I don't mind getting drenched when it's hot.
Gore-Tex is pretty much rubber, though.
It's not rubber. It's breathable. It's the exact opposite.
Pretty much rubber.
No.
And okay. If it's gonna be lightning strikes, you might need that.
I am rubber, you're a glue. Let me get to Chad in Columbia, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good, awesome, man. Nick, you told a story like, you know, 5 months ago when spring practice started that you asked somebody, how good is he? And they immediately knew who you were talking about.
Still happened the other day.
And so then when you read the Adam Choice quote, and, you know, you got Kendall Joseph coming in and you know, he quotes Kendall saying, bro, did you see that throw he made today? And so, Mickey, I say that, you know, when you're a star like Beyonce, you know, it's the first name, or Biggie Smalls, Biggie, or Tupac, or Garth, right? Like, I'm going to the Garth show. Are we saying now that Trevor, you don't even have to say his name, you just call him he? I mean, is expectations too high at this point? And what last thing I got for you, Meg. If you had to take Deshaun's career, two incredible national championship game performances, and the loss, maybe the best performance I've ever seen from a quarterback, just was absolutely in the zone. You know, Heisman finalist. I mean, I don't know how many games he won, Mickey, as a starter, but if you had to take it right now, Deshaun's career for the next 3 years or Trevor's, then we don't know what it will be. And I'm going to hang up the list, and I want you to break it down.
All right, Chad. He asked the tough ones, you know?
So Deshaun's career or what?
Or what do you think you're going to get with Trevor's career?
No, come on now. That's not tough at all.
Well, just a couple of things on this. You're always going to go with the known. But do you think over-under on – or do you think Trevor Lawrence will win a national championship at Clemson?
Do I think he wins a national championship at Clemson?
Yeah.
I think he has a good shot at it, yeah.
So, do you think he plays in two national championship games at Clemson?
I don't know. It's so impossible to tell farther than one season along, isn't it?
Yeah.
You take the known commodity. You take the Sean Watts. You take the national championship appearances. You take the national title.
If you're weak-minded and
if you're, there it is. Hey. It is.
Will he win a Heisman Trophy? It's hard to win a Heisman because, as Deshaun proved, the best player doesn't always win it. And you got to be lucky, and you got other things that have to get right for you.
I don't know if he's going to win a Heisman or not. It's impossible to tell.
He has a better chance to win the Heisman Trophy than Deshaun Watson does now.
Does he?
Because Deshaun can't win it now.
Oh, yeah, but does he have a better chance than Deshaun had when he was there?
The over-under is zero. You can't go under that, but...
Does he have a better chance than Deshaun had?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
The brand and who they are, what the offense looks like, and who's throwing to. Here's the quote. Do you remember the quote? Did you see the quote?
I'm going back on this, by the way. I'm kind of backtracking on this whole hype train.
Get off the train, then. I don't need you.
I'm just trying to, like, let him play a game against Furman before we're comparing Deshaun Watson's career to Trevor Lawrence's prospective career.
Yesterday, Kelly Gramlett, William Quackenbush asked Adam Choice to compare the two.
I knew you were going to read this quote.
He said, Deshaun had already been here a semester when I got here, but we were technically still both freshmen together. The perspective I have of Deshaun and Trevor are different. When Deshaun was a freshman, I was a young guy too, and I didn't understand all the crazy plays he was making. I didn't understand that wasn't normal. I thought coming from high school to college football, I thought those plays were normal college quarterbacks made. And then we kind of progressed and got older, and I started looking at Deshaun thinking that that's not normal. He's a special talent. And now you've got coming in and watching Trevor as an old head, I guess. You definitely see a lot of flashes of great potential. The kid has a cannon of an arm. He's making throws that, I mean, look, Kendall Joseph's my roommate. And I've seen him come back to the apartment, and he's like, bruh, please tell me you saw that throw he made. That's not normal. No other quarterback can make that throw. I see it now, and it's more the fact that, okay, he's going to be special. He is special already, but once he figures it out, and once he truly gets like Deshaun did, there's no stopping him. The sky's the limit. Adam Choice about Deshaun Watson and for Trevor Lawrence. I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I asked one of the offensive coaches.
Yeah.
In the spring, after spring practice was over. And I said, how good is he? And to Chad's point, they already knew who he was. I said, how good is he?
Mm-hmm.
I could have been talking about LeBron.
Sure.
I could have talked about Zach Orr.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, he's the best I've ever seen. So he meant he. Do you say Trevor? Do you say Lawrence? You say Trevor Lawrence? You say 16? You say, what do you say?
Say a combination of all of those.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah. Freshman.
Very, very good friend of mine. is the Joey Maxson is the head men's and women's golf coach over at SWU.
Southern Wesleyan.
Yeah. And he came up to me yesterday. You're going, what does this have to do with Trevor Lawrence?
SWU.
He came up. You don't go, boo, SWU. You don't do that, dude.
Some guy, I remember the first time someone said it to me.
Really?
Oh, you're Clemson? You go, no, I got a SWU. I go, where?
Yeah, you didn't know.
SWU.
Everybody knows.
What SWU. Is that?
So yesterday he comes up to me and goes, let me show you this. He says a picture. And it's Trevor Lawrence hitting balls over at their range. Like, there's guys like taking a picture of Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, Southern Wesleyan?
Yeah, yeah. Because he, you know, like golf balls this summer. Anyway, it's he. Right?
Him?
Yeah, him. You don't have to say it. Like, you know who you're
whatever
talking about.
Whatever you want him to be, man.
Let me go to Anderson, South Carolina, where Austin checks in with us on our Northland Communication phone line. Good morning, Austin. How you doing?
Hey, I need to know how to spell that so that I can text it in whenever it's appropriate.
It's something along the lines of, Zach, how would you spell?
Starts with a D, throw some O's in there.
Some dashes in there.
Have yourself a time.
Yeah. I think we'll understand it once you get it in there.
Okay. Well, I just want to kind of go in a little bit more on the script versus logo and your, I guess, just being against it. What is wrong with switching it up? Like, what's wrong with every once in a while if the helmet has a block C on it for some special reason, or if it had, you know, tigers in cursive on it, like not all the time, but just once a season or, you know, just every so often. I don't understand what you're against that for, but.
Well, branding more than anything else. Like here's the thing I don't like. I don't like turning on the TV and looking at the two teams and go, I don't even know who's playing. What's this game? I don't know. Like when I watch Alabama play or Penn State play or Clemson play or Southern Cal play or Texas play, I see that and I go, oh, yes, that's Texas and Southern Cal. Yeah, I see that. I watch some of these teams, and from week to week, I don't know what they're wearing, they change their colors, they change their logos, they change their helmets. And I got to figure it out. I got to look over in the corner or I got to look on some on the guide on my TV to figure out who the heck's on my TV right now.
Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying, but I mean, branding, yes, but it's with all businesses, and honestly, this is a business. They have to appeal to, you know, to their market and just not be just the same the whole time. So I sent this in earlier, but with cereal companies, like, does, you know, Special K or whatever, all, like, do they just make one type of cereal? I know you hate Oreos, but do Oreos make only one type of Oreo? No, they make a ton because they know a lot of people. They appeal to a lot of different people. So,
but when they package
it's good for the university to switch it up.
Yeah, but when they package it, I still know to look for the Oreo. I don't buy Oreos, but I would know to look for the blue and the font that they have there. I know to look for that.
That's not necessarily true. They have different types. They have, you know, a gold box and things like that. They switch it up, too.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy them. They don't taste very good. I know this. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm going to leave you with this, Austin. Name
what
a...
What do you mean Oreos don't taste very good?
Oreos are most overrated
goodness
food in the history
gracious.
Of food. Austin, name a fast food restaurant, a major chain fast food restaurant that doesn't have... Well, name it that doesn't have red or yellow on their signage.
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's has red and yellow on their signage. Their chicken on the middle of it has a red, little red head and it has a yellow beak.
Okay. I'm confused as to where you're going with this.
Because they say they're red and yellow when you're driving, stopping and caution. But the point is that you stop and you know what it is. That you associate it with, your mind automatically associates with it. When I turn on the Dallas Cowboys, when I see it, I go, oh, you know, I see the star, I see the colors, that's it. I stop and I go, oh, that's the Cowboys. Now I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. I'm going to do it with the orange. Is that I know when I turn it on and I'm flipping through the channels and I'll say, oh, that's Alabama football right there. I know that. I don't have to know. Look, I got 900 channels on my TV. Mm-hmm. This weekend, I'm going to have 50 football games on all these channels. When I flip over on on Alabama and Louisville, I'll see Alabama's uniforms on there and go, oh, that's Alabama. A lot of these schools I won't be able to tell. I don't know. I don't know what their uniforms are. I don't know who they are. I don't know if I'm going to watch that game or not. I got to figure out. I got to go look in the guide. Just give me the branding of it, man.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I'll let you go, but I think it's good for the university, for the business as a whole, for the teams to have something that switches it up. I think it's good for the players because it appeals to them as well in a little way. But me as a consumer, somebody who enjoys going to buy Clemson stuff, I like knowing that there's going to be a couple different options of, and not just a paw on something. But I'll take it off there. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, do you like the, I got to take a break. Do you like the Tiger, the old Tiger logo you're seeing now, a little bit with Clemson stuff?
Sure. I'm okay with switching stuff up.
Not me. I like
I don't want to go to stuff permanently, but I think once in a while switching things up is exciting.
And you have a New York Yankee logo shirt on today with the interlocking NY.
Sure.
And yesterday you had a Clemson Tiger Ball hat on with the Tiger Ball. I've got an NY logo on my hat today. And, you know, the Tiger Paw, man, says it all.
I'm with you, but switching up every once in a while is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Steve and Greenville, hang on, man. I'm coming straight back to you. Final segment of the show right after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Hurry in for your choice of our two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each. Dinner includes a made-from-scratch biscuit and a fixin'. Just $3.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
It's Ford Truck Month at George Coleman Ford with incredible deals on F-150s, like a 2018 XLT with four-wheel drive and chrome package, $10,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for 60 months. Trucks cost less and travelers rest. You heard me right. A 2018 XLT with four-wheel drive and sync, 0% financing and $10,000 off MSRP. George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest.
With approved credit, offer good through September 4th.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial star 47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's sober or slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
When you're out there, Katechi, Katechi.com, get in touch with them, CATEECHE.com. I show you these pictures every day, Mr. Or24. Just look at these beautiful, look at that clubhouse, man.
Ooh.
It'd be a nice little wedding venue for you.
Ooh.
Get that view right there. Oh. Get the clock out Ooh. There. Oh, man, it's just awesome.
Gorgeous.
The lodging is great. The dining is great. The golf is great. You know, Monday's Labor Day.
It is. We're not here.
You know, Monday we're off.
We're done.
If you want to,
we'll three ski this weekend.
Yeah, if you want to, we can go down and take care of a little golf at Katechi on Monday. You give me the word. I'll tell you what to do. I'll put the ball in your court. I need one day's notice. You give me one day's notice, I'll take it to Katechi. I'll pay for your golf.
Oh.
I'll pay for your lunch.
Whoa.
You just let me know.
Yeah.
I've already given you golf shoes.
You have.
Given you golf balls.
They've been no golf balls.
I have given you golf balls.
No golf balls. You gave me a 3-wood, though.
I gave you a 3-wood?
Mm-hmm.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. All I'm trying to do is get you to I'm trying to bribe you into playing golf with me.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's fruitless.
Playing Captain's Choice?
No, you don't play Captain's Choice. We'll play golf. You let me know. It was in your court.
We'll figure it out.
CATECHE.com. You come in town this weekend. You got Labor Day. Go by and see him play and stay. Get your accommodations. A Clemson game or Georgia game. I told you before, man, it's not all that exciting with Furman. It's not all that exciting with Austin Peay. You can make it an exciting weekend. Stay, eat, play, spa, Katechi.com. Let me get Stevie in Greenville, 654 Roar, final phone call of the show. Steve, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I really enjoy your show, Zach and Mickey. But, hey, I wanted to ask you guys, so are you saying that you're hearing the same thing about Trevor Lawrence during camp as you did about Deshaun Watson? And just an observation as an avid college football fan, the thing about Deshaun Watson was he was like another running back in the backfield. He was deceptively quick, like, you know, just scrambling around. And I guess my question, and he could throw and he's accurate. So I'm sure there's no doubt or questions about Trevor's arm, but then if he gets in a situation and he has to move into running back role, is that what you're seeing? And that's really kind of my question, and I'll hang up and let you guys talk. But love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Very kind of you. Very nice words. If chances are, when you say something nice about us on Twitter, on our text line,
sure,
and on our phone calls. We really like you more and respond to you more and give you all the time.
Very, very true. If you don't, though.
Yes.
If you don't say something nice.
Yes. Let me.
It'd be bad.
Yeah, let me say what. It's not just what we're saying. Here's what Dabo Swinney says about Trevor Lawrence. Now, this is from the spring. He's just so physically developed for a young guy. Deshaun was obviously pretty special coming out of Georgia. Talking about Trevor, he goes, he's just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint. We'll see where he is mentally and how he transitions once he gets here and we start coaching. I just don't think really know until you start coaching a guy, but he's been well-prepared and well-groomed. Physically way ahead of Deshaun. Did you notice the depth chart this past weekend, Mr. Or 24?
I did not.
I mean, this past week when they released it.
What you got?
Did you notice the height and weight for Trevor Lawrence?
Did he gain more weight?
He gained some height.
Did he?
Height.
What's he at now?
According to, according to Clemson's official release for their depth chart, they officially list, I can't believe you missed this, Trevor Lawrence, 6'6", 215.
It's not small.
6'6", 215.
That is not small.
Texas said Deshaun played high school in a different world. What is that supposed to mean? He did? What world? Because Trevor broke all his records over there at a high level as well, against high level competition as well. I don't know. One more state championships. I don't know. I'm talking about a different world. What do you mean by all that? I get this often. By the way, this is where Brad Hughes asked for forgiveness word. I'm good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm good hands at Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my very good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I'll forgive the haters. I'm getting this every once in a while. Marty from TRC, never seen a man crush like this. Those out there that are doubting Trevor Lawrence. I tell you right now, I'm taking notes. I'm taking names. I'm taking phone numbers. Line them up. For everybody who wants to tell me that, what happens if he's a bust, man? What happens if he's not as good as you said he's going to be, man?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he throws one incompletion during his days? You know, I get that. The idea, though, that what the question asked about him being a running back, I'll just add to this. Trevor Lawrence is a better runner than Kelly Bryant. I don't think Deshaun was a good runner. I didn't think he was a great runner. I thought he was a very good runner. I think Deshaun's a better runner than Kelly Bryant. Do you think Kelly Bryant's a natural runner and a running back and picking out holes and knowing when to pull it down?
I saw him play against Miami there a couple years ago.
He had a run against Miami.
He carried the ball how many times last season? 190 times?
Yeah.
He can run the ball. He's not a bad runner.
No, he's not a bad runner. He's a good runner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good runner. I'm not sure he's a natural runner. I'm not sure the natural instincts to pull it down, when to pull it down, when to step up in the pocket, when to buy more time in the pocket. Not sure that's the case. And the thing I'll say about Trevor, too, in the last part of it is that his ability to throw on the run is the best I've ever seen. I think that's what separates more than anything else.
Oh, boy.
Escaping that pocket. You're off the train.
I'm not off the train.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I just want to slow the train down a little bit.
No, you're backtracked off the train. That's fine.
I just want to maybe apply the brakes for a little bit.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think were you asked to get back on the train on Monday?
I'm not off the train.
Where are you?
We're not here Monday.
You're in the back of the train.
Well, on Tuesday, I'll talk about it.
You're on Tuesday.
I'm the guy pulling the emergency brake right now. We just need to relax.
You're the guy that everybody's slamming into the seat ahead of them.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you're going to be wrong.
Okay. All right.
And I will gracefully forgive you.
Sure.
And gracefully let you back on the train.
I'm not off the train.
You are. You're pulling a brake. I'm telling you, buddy. Pumping no brakes around here. Pumping no brakes.
Okay.
All right. skip the music. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
In the summer of the endless summer of 2018, before we get to football season, we have gone through the peaks and valleys of sports talk and sports writing and journalism. It's been great. We're almost done with the list season, with the Mount Rushmore season. The last list I'm going to read about college football has come out on ESPN this morning, naming Clemson the most entertaining team of 2018 to watch, defining Clemsoning as now 7 straight 10-win season, 3 consecutive appearances in the college football playoff, and 1 national championship, and a 40-4 record the three previous seasons combined. That's the last list I'm going to read. I'm not going to read anything else football-related until we have football games.
No more lists for you, then.
I'm done with lists.
All right.
I'm done with them.
My 2 minutes are about to be new.